You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. My name is Mike. I now have a t-shirt with my wife's face on it. Shout out to her. She's Allie. That's Bo over there with the hood up around his ears and Dylan behind the glass playing the good tunes on the way back into the 8 o'clock hour. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. The weather was beautiful yesterday, speaking of which, because I brought it up at this exact time yesterday, and I was like, I wonder if it's going to be cold today.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful. Got a chance to do some stuff in the garage. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Wake up call coming up here in just a minute, 404-726-0929. What is your confidence level going in to play against a 3-win Arizona Cardinal team for the Atlanta Falcons? There's also a ton of stuff already, Allie, going down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yes, the high school state championships are going on right now. Worth County beat Toombs County 17-13. This championship for Worth County ends a 38-year state title drought. Congrats to Coach Jeff Hammond. He took the reins on that program 4 years ago.
I love it, man. I have already been checking Rusty Mansell's feeds. He's ready to rock, man. It was a long night last night. He's going back at it today. It looks like he's going to be on the call for a couple of games.
Yeah, yesterday he was there for Buford when they beat Carrollton 28-21. Rusty said that over 11,000 tickets were sold for that game.
That is nuts.
That's huge.
Carrollton was on the verge of like a national title. I kept reading. I think it was Max Preps or maybe one of the On3 national titles.
Yeah.
They were on the verge of that with some of the play they've had this year, but evidently falling short playing against Buford yesterday.
Well, I think Buford might win it now.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, why wouldn't they? They were fourth, I think, coming in, and they beat the number one overall team in the country.
Yeah,
so
it's a good point.
The sheer attendance. Think about a concert you've seen at the amphitheater in Alpharetta. That's like 15,000. They sold 11,000.
Packed ones up
right?
there too.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
And then I also want to give a shout out real quick to Carver Columbus. They beat Hapeville Charter 27-7. Congrats to Coach Jarvis Jones.
There you go, man. That's awesome to see. I know there's a couple of games left today. If you guys do want to call in, part of the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. If you want to call in and shout out your team that's playing in a state title, or maybe they just won one, or maybe you're in rebuild mode at the high school level, you can always shout out whoever you want to. Give us a call here in just 1 second. But Allie, before we get there, the headlines, please.
Yes, here are the headlines before you clock in this morning. Congrats to Kurt Cignetti, won his second straight AP Coach of the Year. Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love has declared for the NFL draft, and Trae Young is back on the court. Hawks announced that he has been assigned to the College Park Skyhawks.
There you go, man. So let's rock this thing. 404-726-0929. Would you wear a t-shirt with your significant other's face on it? I just sent Grant the link, so hopefully he's going to get that knocked
Wonderful. Thanks, Mike.
I would do it to Amy, but Bo has already put his foot down and said it's absolutely not happening over in the Squidbilly household, so I won't waste anybody's time on that one.
She wouldn't waste money on that anyways. She's like, you're not going to wear it. I'm not going to spend money on it.
There you go.
And I approve of that message.
Yeah, there you go, man. So a lot of fun. Shout out to my wife for getting that done. I was actually surprised. She asked me, she was like, were you really surprised? And I was like, yes. When Dylan said that as I was opening it up, I was like, he's right, yeah. But I had never thought about it up until that point. And I'll go ahead and gauge you guys on this, too, before we get to the phone lines. What is y'all's confidence level and the Falcons heading into this weekend? That is a not very good football team, but neither are you. And as much as I want to feel good coming off a win, there were so many different reasons why we should have lost last week.
These are the ones that we should win. And then it doesn't happen.
I know.
So I...
That's such a good point.
I don't... know how to feel about it. I honestly haven't known how to feel going to into any game for quite some time now.
Yeah. I felt good going through. I told Bo last week, I said, I mean, I feel good about this game. I told Andy and Joe Patrick too, as they were wrapping up the Wade Ford tailgate. I was like, I just feel like they're going to win tonight. And they did, shockingly.
Yeah. I have no expectations. I just, you'd like to win. I mean, you think everything says you should win this game, but everything said that about New York. Allie nailed it. This is the ones you never win. So I can't put a number on it because I'm not allowing myself to. I'm not allowing myself to get all hyped up for something that's now just get, you know, that could end in deflation.
Yeah. It's like the X that, you know, y'all have broken up multiple times. This time. Maybe they've changed. Maybe they haven't. You're going to try again, go on a couple dates. But it's like, you know what? I'm not going to get any expectations of this. I'm not going to allow myself to get my hopes up.
I'm just trying to get a good time here and there.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Well, just get a meal.
Checking the odds right now, the Cardinals are favored by 2.5.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I haven't even checked that, man. That's depressing. No doubt about it. All right, let's go ahead and head out to the phone line. Let's talk to our buddy Tinker in Kennesaw. Tink, it's been a while, man. Hope you're doing well.
Oh, yeah, rocking and rolling.
There you go, man. What's going on?
Look, Mike, Dylan, I'd have been in that line to dog y'all, but I got plucked out of that line and somehow got tossed into y'all's line.
Yes!
And I think I got you beat.
Uh-oh. Tell us about it, Tink.
I done got a T-shirt with Winston on it, photoshopped with a Santa outfit.
Attaboy!
She goes, you going to wear it? I said, no, I think you just got yourself one of them big night shirts because I'm a big old boy and she's much smaller than me. And I said, no, we ain't taking that out in public.
You can wear this.
We ain't taking that down the hall.
Yeah. I love that,
but,
man.
Yeah.
I love it.
Y'all have a good one.
Hey, thanks, Tink. They appreciate you calling in, man. Yeah. We have multiple items around my house with my dog's face on it.
Yeah.
Like socks. My wife bought me a pair of socks. That cut off every amount of circulation going to my feet possible.
I'd probably wear my dog's face.
Yeah,
something.
Grant has socks with our dog's faces. He also has a shirt that's in the Star Wars font that says "Best Dog Dad in the Galaxy."
There you, and who bought him that?
Me.
Yes, you did. I knew it. Yes, you did.
Of course, I did.
Yes, you did. I absolutely
would you ever
love
get
that,
your
man.
Kid tattooed on you?
What's that?
Would you ever get your kid's face tattooed? On you?
Not the face. No, maybe like handprints.
I know
prints.
Somebody that got their babies, and I'm like, I don't understand it. That doesn't look like them anymore. They're grown up.
I know somebody who has the outline of like one of their baby's hands with like then the baby's name written in cursive off that. I think that's kind of a cool look. I would do that. I don't have any tattoos, but I'm just too fickle to set up for anything for the long term. But it is what it is. Hey, let's go back to the phone lines, Dylan. Let's go talk to Brett. Brett is in Alpharetta. Brett, what's going on, buddy? Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
Good. Yeah, I just got a hot take, maybe a hot take for you guys, college football. I want to say I think the worst thing, especially in the state of college football right now, the worst thing for the playoff would be one of these Tulanes or James Madison to go on a deep run. Just want to hear your guys' thoughts on that.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good day.
I appreciate the phone call. I think he's spot on. Joel Klatt actually was kind of alluding to this. We don't need Cinderellas in college football. I believe he said that maybe yesterday, a couple of days ago. I completely agree with that. It's just going to muddy the water moving forward. I think it's already a little bit ridiculous that we try our best to include some of these teams at the back end of the 12. All the arguing we did over Miami, Notre Dame, and Alabama, and like really you could have solved this all by just having the 12 highest ranked teams.
Well, I blame the ACC.
And then we could have moved on from that.
The ACC could have had a good tiebreaker.
Yeah.
And you would have had Miami or Virginia in it, which would have and probably if went Miami and then Notre Dame would have been the other at large, and Miami would have taken one of those spots. But since Duke won, you got to this point. I saw some account try to tweet, like, why would they put James Madison and Oregon at the Saturday night 7:30 kick? Well, let me see. For one, and because it said it should be a noon kick, and I go, well, for one, you're not going to have a college football playoff game start at 9:30 a.m. local time.
Sure.
Which is where it was starting in Oregon.
Yep.
Second, you're putting the weakest matchup of all in the time slot that is the worst for viewership because you're going to be going against an NFL game at 8 o'clock on Saturday night, and it just makes sense to put it there. Nobody's going to watch that game anyways after the second quarter, and they can watch the NFL game, and you're going to lose anyways. The NFL traditionally destroys any other sport it goes against. It destroys anything on TV it goes against.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that this conversation was a lot different before the conferences got so big. Like, you know, when Utah was out there and was, you know, not a power four, when TCU, when SMU, when some of these other teams were not power four conferences, it was like, oh, that's cool. But now we're getting down to James Madison, no disrespect, but it's like, dude, that wasn't even a conversation 10, 15 years ago. Right. So, all right, let's go back to the phone line, try to get a couple more in. Let's talk to Joseph. He's over in Cumming. Joseph, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Morning, everybody.
Hey, man.
Nice to talk to everybody.
Hey, man.
Got a bit of a wake-up call for Falcons brass.
Okay.
We shouldn't have gotten blanked by the Cardinals. By the Panthers. We should have beaten the Jets, and we should beat the Cardinals, right?
Good call. Yep.
Good teams beat the teams they're supposed to. Good organizations consistently beat the teams they're supposed to, and unfortunately, that leaves a lot of improvement for us.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I'll throw the Dolphins in there, too. The Dolphins were one of those teams that at the time you're like, oh, yeah, I should be able to knock this game out of the park, and you absolutely didn't. You're always going to have these situations in the NFL. It shouldn't happen 3 or 4 times a year. And I think that's the Buffalo's laid a couple eggs with some of the teams they've played at times. There's been other teams. I mean, the Rams have laid a couple eggs as well. So, but it shouldn't happen 4 or 5 times a year. So I think that's kind of the situation we're dealing with. And I'm glad you dealt with business against the Saints was kind of the last team you played like this. That's going to be another tough game coming up here in a couple of weeks. Hey, let's try to get to one more real quick before we get to break. Let's talk to Alexis in Stone Mountain. Alexis, what's going on? Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Everybody all good?
Doing great, man. Yeah. How about you?
So I'm gonna come at you with from a different perspective. Since 1972, I've been a Cardinals fan. If you look at their schedule this year and their record, they're 3-11. Okay. They've lost 7 games by 7 points or less. Okay. 4 of them on last second field goals or in overtime. Oof. The other 4 they got blown out.
Right.
So they're actually not as bad as you think they are. Besides, their record shows it's a 3-11. So this game actually might be pretty good between two teams that are not really playing for anything.
Alexis, let me ask you this: we talked about it earlier. Jonathan Gannon deserve another year? Is he on the hot seat or no?
I say no, but I'll say yes. We've had a lot of injuries. We lost James Conner right up front, Trey Benson right up front, Bam Knight right up front. Marvin Harrison hasn't played. We lost offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray, don't know what to do with him. So, yeah, give him another shot. I do like, though, the quarterback play of Jacoby Brissett, 300 yards a game. He's playing like crazy.
Yeah, man. Appreciate the phone call, Alexis. Good to get a Cardinal fan's take. We talked about it earlier.
It is interesting. Crazy. Well, coming up, we're going to zoom in on what the Falcons can expect on Sunday. We've also got some feedback on your shirt, Mike, that I want to read because it's pretty cool. And we've also got a Life of Squid.
Yeah, Alex Anthopoulos joined Dukes and Bell yesterday. And are the Braves in the market for a frontline starting pitcher? We'll talk about it next morning shift. Sports Radio 929 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It is 8:24 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. Lindsay's husband, Mike Johnson, is over
there. Whoa. You know, you are not going to sneak that in there. I will not let that one just fly by.
I have a reason for saying it.
Zinger.
I have a reason. Bo has his life a squid in a moment, but Twitter has spoken.
Oh,
like,
God.
They love.
You have to realize I'm not good at Twitter. I'm not, like, I haven't looked down since I posted it.
Yeah.
So I'm curious what you got.
Post and ghost?
Yeah, post and ghost.
Twitter is loving the shirt that Lindsay made for you. If you are just tuning in, Lindsay got a shirt that is very similar to the shirt that Simone got for Dylan, where you have, what, six different pictures of her on that?
Yeah, it's, yeah.
It looks very good. And Jamie Brown, PhD, PhD means super smart, so you can take this opinion.
Sure.
He said, I think it's dope. She looks like a celebrity, so I think people will ask you what artist that is.
Yeah.
I actually think so, too. Can you imagine?
Oh, man. I should do this back to her. I should get one like, y'all, the Robin Big, where they got the heads painted with like the black background with their dog. I can't remember what the dog's name was, Bo. You might have to help me.
I don't remember the dog's name.
Anyways, so they had all three of their heads put in a stack and painted.
Yeah.
And it was like this black background. And it's like an album cover. I might do that to her. I might get, you know, just a couple,
I love that.
Couple headshots all down the middle.
They ended up getting two dogs, by the way. They were Meaty and Beefy.
Meaty was the,
okay.
Meaty was the one.
Okay.
Meaty was, it was Meaty the one that skateboarded?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they got a, it was Rob, Big, and Meaty, and they're kind of stacked like a red light,
like,
you know,
a totem
on top
pole
of one another. And it's an album cover, but I can't remember which album it is. So, but people out there probably understand what I'm talking about. I'm going to get her a shirt like that, though. You know what I mean? Stacked on top. Me and my two kids.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing. If you want to see the photo, we have retweeted it at 929 Morning Shift. Mike has it on his Twitter as well. And then we also got video of that. So that will be put together quickly after the show so we can put that out on Twitter. Because the realization of what had just happened between Dylan and Mike was hysterical.
Yeah, he caught on way before I did, which I'm disappointed in myself. Sniffed I should have known it was coming.
Sniffed it out pretty quick.
I should have known it
just
was coming.
I don't know why, but just something in me clicked. As soon as you said T-shirt, I was like, I bet Lindsay would do this.
She slipped it in my bag yesterday and goes, you are going to open this on air tomorrow. I was like, okay, cool. I should have known. I don't know how I didn't know this.
Hysterical. Love it so much. We are going to talk about the Braves in a second in the life of Squid, but we have been going over the Falcons defense, the Cardinals offense, going into this game. I mean, not really sure what to think at this point.
No.
But is there anything left unsaid when it comes to our defense, their offense?
Well, I hopefully it's not so much about how they're going to attack us, and it's more about how they're going to kind of defend our blitz packages, our pass rush, some of the other things that we have become accustomed to doing well. I think that when you sit there and look at their ability to catch passes and some of the short routes. We have to tackle well. Say what you want to about him in coverage, but Mike Hughes is one of our surest tacklers. And so I think that's going to be a significant part of this game to see how they kind of fill in those roles for him. But we've got to play a stout brand of defense and make sure we tackle when they do take those check downs and small routes.
Yeah, too much is made about Mike Hughes, what he is or isn't. I think he's for the most part of the year, he's been fine. I mean, we haven't been – for the most part of the year, Mike Hughes has been fine. And he is, but A.J. Terrell was a good tackler for a while, too, and then he got into this just-going-to-throw-the-shoulder thing for a couple weeks, and I wonder where his ankle's at. That's the one thing I do worry about with A.J. He had a rough week last week. I thought there was some ticky-tack calls against him. I mean, just get home and keep them behind the chains. The biggest thing for me is they're not a chunk team. They're 26 in yards per pass attempt, and they're 19th in yards per carry. So they're not amassing big chunk gains. So if you can keep them off of basically behind schedule, you'll get them off the field. For whatever reason, though, it's the one thing they've been able to stay on schedule. That's why they're converting so many of their third downs. And so I think a lot of that is with the dink and dunk pass game, because you're averaging 6 yards a pass, you're on schedule moving the football. But they've also committed 28 holding calls. So make them commit more. Make them commit some major penalties and kill their own drives. Those are drive-killing penalties when you're not a very good team, and that's something the Falcons need to make them do.
Yep.
Alex Anthopoulos joined Duke Symbel yesterday. And, I love Alex. He's the GM that brought us this city, this last world title. And he did a lot of work in it with the guys he went and got. But off-season Alex and in-season Alex are a little bit different in their interviews. The one thing I would take, one of my big takeaways from the interview was, we're top this in spending and money's not an issue and blah, blah, blah. And then I go back to last year, we like our depth, blah, blah, blah. And then I go back to last year and, depth's always going to kind of be an issue for us because we're never going to be a top tier. We're not never going to spend, one, two, or three like other people. And I'm just sitting there, that sounds way different than what I heard last year in season when you had lost Chris Sell at one point, Ronaldo Lopez at one point, Spencer Schwellenbach, A.J. Smith-Shawver. Strider was, not the same guy. But I do like what they've done this year. Ha-Sung Kim, they signed what's our guy's name? That's a utility guy, Debon. Yeah, and I'm not really huge on the Yastrzemski signing. Alec. He's just an okay hitter.
Yeah,
depth guy. That's my DH next year.
I think you'll rotate the catchers in.
Well, yeah, but Alex said yesterday Sean Murphy was not going to be ready for the start of the season.
Wow.
So okay. I'm going to go in with that's my DH. That's a weak move to me. But the one thing I'll give Alex is he was like, they're not really set on Herschel Waldrop starting the season, and he says they're not they're not done looking in the with the rotation.
I mean, we've explored the starting rotation, adding and getting some type of starter, whether that's trade or signings. We'd like for it to be someone impactful, someone we think can start a playoff game. We like the four guys we have locked in terms of Lopez, Strider, Schwellenbach, Sale. That fifth spot right now would be a competition between Waldrip, Holmes, Elder. Those would be the top three. Bryce, Joey Wentz obviously did a nice job as well, but he's out of options. He'll come in, compete for a spot. But I say those other guys are more front runners for us. It would be great if we can add someone that maybe slots everybody down a peg, you know, in our rotation. And now you take away competition, and then all those guys have to be in the bullpen to start and wait for injury or opportunities and so on. So haven't closed the door on that. Still open to it if it could present itself. And look, it would shift some guys to the bullpen and, you know, strengthen up the bullpen too. So we do like those three. We'd be comfortable with one of those three being in that five hole to start the year. But we also know with what we lived through this past year with all the injuries and so on, we're going to need a lot. So just going to stay open-minded for the remainder of the offseason.
I like that they did get Suarez, although he's not going to be a closer. They're still going to be set on Iglesias being the closer. I would love Wentz or Holmes in a long relief situation and have Hurston Waldrip if you don't go get somebody else as your fifth guy. But you're going to need guys. So I would have also no issues with Hurston Waldrip starting in the majors. He's got options. Maybe start him down in the minors and allowing, you know, Waldrip to come up and take over a spot when Lopez or one of these other guys ends up going on the IL, which seems almost, you know, a foregone conclusion.
It's not if, it's when.
Yeah, I agree. That's any rotation. I'm not speaking back into existence. But Lopez has been here 2 years, been on the IL both years.
Yeah.
So
I have one thought here in this, and I agree with you, and I agree with him. I think that, you know, you feel good about those three guys vying for the fifth spot. I do think that you're going to have injuries, and those guys will slide up or down depending on however that goes. I do want to point out the one thing, though. Rick Kranitz is not here anymore. Jeremy Hefner is now your pitching coach. Mm-hmm. And I think it kind of goes unsaid, some of the great things that Rick Kranitz did do in developing pitchers along the way to get the most out of them. It's not part of this. So Jeremy Hefner is going to have to prove along the way that he can actually do some of the same things that you've seen out of Rick Kranitz over the last few years and actually get the most out of some of these guys. And so I think that's a factor in it as well.
As of today, we are 100 days out from opening day.
Wow.
Counting down.
So does Grant have that like on the wall in y'all's house? I feel like he probably has. Like,
oh yeah,
a countdown
we write
clock.
It on a dry erase board every morning. You know, like 100 days.
It's like
honey.
An advent calendar, but it's for opening day.
It seems appropriate.
Yeah, I love it, man.
Well, we are giving away Atlanta Gladiator tickets. It's a 4-pack. Take the fam to an upcoming home game in 2026 at Gas South Arena. You're also going to get a Georgia Lottery gift bag and a $5 Jingle Bucks scratcher. Visit georgialottery.com to find a retailer near you. Today could be the day. Call Dylan now to get these tickets, 404-726-0929, and good luck. Coming up, NFL writer Eric Edholm will join us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. Welcome back in. It's the morning shift. My name's Mike. She's Allie. He's Bo, he's Dylan. Just talking to Mark Zeno. He's going to have you at the top of the hour for the Zen House, I like to call it. You know what I mean?
Bring the a little, moment of Zen.
Yeah, bring a little namaste to everybody's ears. You know, he's always willing to calm people down, that Mark Zeno. So that ought to be a lot of fun. Speaking of getting calmed down, we're going to go straight to the phone lines. We're going to welcome in our buddy NFL writer for NFL.com. That's Eric Edholm. Eric, man, appreciate you hanging out with us once again. You're always so kind with your time. Hope you're doing well.
Does anyone call Mark Zinfandel or anything like that? I think we could come up. I like Mark, so I like to bust his chops every now and then. So yeah. Maybe float that one on the air, see how it does.
Okay. Well, you know what? I didn't think about doing it before, but I definitely am going to call him that now. So okay. Thank you very much for lining that thing up. Eric, yep. I'm gonna start with an interesting question. I think it's an interesting question and see where you go with this. I'm going to give you three franchises, three teams, and you tell me who you feel better about at the quarterback position next September of 2026. If I had to, okay. You had to buy stock in the Colts quarterback position, the Chiefs quarterback position, or the Falcons quarterback position September of next year, who would you buy stock in? Who should feel good about that quarterback position at least to start next season?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the interesting part. We have to figure out what the timetable is going to be for Patrick Mahomes. And first of all, the fact that he had surgery so quickly, you know, just speaking from personal appearance, when I tore my ACL a million years ago, they were like, well, we got to let the swelling go down. That's going to be a month. Yep. Now, I don't know if that's, you know, obviously that's the case in some instances. Other times there's less swelling, you can get to it or whatever. But that dude had no trouble getting in, so his clock starts now, which would put him back. You know, usually the nine-month timetable is still the very conservative sort of estimate. That puts him back getting onto the field in August sometime. You know, obviously we're talking about a future Hall of Famer right there. Hard to ignore that as you know, obviously we've seen some quarterbacks in their post-ACL season have success. So I'm going Chiefs first, but then again, you know, it's not like he's not getting towards the back half of his career. You know, we have to consider that as well. There's still upside with Michael Penix. There's still excitement, I think, for what he could be, but the results have been incomplete to this point. I don't know what the plans are for Kirk, whether he's just sort of latched on as the expensive backup or they have another avenue for him. And then what was the other one, Colts?
Yep.
Yeah. Boy, it's really tough. You know, the timetable for Jones is obviously going to be impacted more severely, I think, than Mahomes. You know, Achilles injuries are not at the level of recovery that ACLs are. there was already suspicion on him coming into the season. It's not like he had a body of work that was even imminently comparable to Mahomes or anybody on that level. You know, Anthony Richardson is the wild card in the picture. You know, had he been healthy, we wouldn't have been even talking about Phillip Rivers. That's a tough question. So I'd probably say Chiefs, Falcons, Colts, just because of the unknown in Indy. But, yeah, I mean, you think about the number of teams that have questions at quarterback next year. It's going to be bigger than I think some people realize.
Well, while we're talking about the Chiefs with the news of Patrick Mahomes, his torn ACL, and then Travis Kelce's future is kind of up in the air whether he's going to retire or not.
Yeah.
Do you think this is the end of their dynasty? Do they need to rebuild at this point?
I don't think it's a rebuild. I don't think Andy Reid would stick around for a rebuild, per se. Like, if he felt like this is a teardown or something. What's crazy to me is that, like, if you, depending on how big a numbers person you are and how much stock you put into those things, if you gave blind resumes, at least through last week, I haven't checked it through this past game, but 1 week ago, if you didn't have records on them, you just gave me the resumes of the 2024 Chiefs and the 2025 Chiefs, one that got to a Super Bowl, one that's not even going to be in the playoffs. This year's metrics actually line up and look a little better. They look like a better team on the whole. Remember how many close games they had to survive. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think anyone was talking about a rebuild at that point. They were certainly saying maybe this is a team that's gotten a little lucky or a little fortunate how things have broken. But still, I mean, to me, that suggests that if they can figure things out offensively a little bit and add a pass rusher, and again, just maybe one or two more playmakers, they might be right back into contention again. I don't know how it's going to break. Mahomes' health is obviously the huge deciding factor. But and we may be closer to the end of it than the beginning, of course, but I would not bury them at all. I still think they've got a second act, if you will, or another, you know, a follow-up to what happened this year.
Yeah, it's a good point. The difference is one score games. Their record's been abysmal this year.
Yeah.
Hey, 100%. Liam Cohen has done a really good job, Eric, with Trevor Lawrence this year, and it just kind of feels like Trevor Lawrence has finally turned that corner. Look, he was hamstrung his first year with the Urban Meyer experience. You know, what has Liam Cohen been able to do to unlock Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, and Travis Etienne, too. You know, the two guys who came in together who were, you know, now on their third regime, essentially, and, you know, wondering how long this duo is going to last together. And, you know, there was talk in the preseason about Etienne. Well, maybe it's not a fit for Cohen's offense. I think we can put that one to bed right now and say that's not the case. And, you know, if you match up kind of what Trevor's done the last few games to what he did in the second half of the 2022 season that vaulted them into the playoffs and an unexpected, you know, win over the Chargers, play the Chiefs tough the next week. That was probably the best stretch we've seen from that franchise with Trevor Lawrence. And I think what he's done is instilled some confidence in him and reminded him that, like, you're a playmaker for a reason. They've gotten him out in the pocket. They've gotten him out on the move. You know, his completion percentage is higher. So there's obviously a lot of shorter passes, too, but they're taking their vertical shots, too, even without Travis Hunter. You know, I thought maybe that injury would be not the death of them, but, I mean, that would certainly sink their teeth into him a little bit and take away some of the playmaking. But, you know, Jacoby Myers was an inspired pickup, I think, and Brian Thomas Jr. coming back. You know, those two, Thomas and Lawrence, had really not been on the same page this year, so they've kind of really worked that relationship and tried to get back, you know, some sort of chemistry, and it's coming, you know. So I think the protection's been good. The mix of run and pass has been admirable and smart. And, yeah, they're a fascinating team. They're hard to figure, you know, how good are they? Are they Super Bowl good, or are they kind of that, you know, like we saw in 22, win a game, play well in the second playoff game, you know, and then build towards next year? Maybe that's what we're talking about, but hard to deny what they've done so far.
Yeah, I want to ask a follow-up on that. We're talking to Eric Edholm from NFL.com. Eric, if you had to buy stock in one of these two teams, and by the way, it is Which One Wednesday, we call it, so I'm going to force you into making a couple of selections. If you had to buy stock in one of these teams, give me the Jaguars or the Chicago Bears. Which one do you think has a better future right now moving forward?
That's tough. I might say the Bears, I think, because you're still on the Caleb Wind. I mean, again, it's year two, so you probably have one more year of this, but you're still in the Caleb Williams
window of having a rookie contract, which adds a little benefit in terms of spending money in free agency. You saw what the Bears did with their offensive line, adding some D-line pieces, other spots they've addressed. You know, they've got one more offseason of that, too. You know, in the NFL, to me, I mean, yeah, you do have dynasties like the Chiefs that sprout up and like, refuse to die for a long time, and other teams have obviously followed suit as well. You know, the Bills with Josh Allen have been very competitive, and, you know, consistent success, Lamar Jackson, the Ravens, et cetera, but you know, linear progression is not that common in the NFL. So there's a lot of up and down. But, you know, as interesting as the Jags are, I think I'd still take Williams, who I think still has some untapped reserves in his game. And he's played very well in the last few. So I might lean slightly in that direction.
Well, I'm going to stick with the which one team here with the Falcons heading into Arizona. We're kind of debating today which coach is facing more pressure this weekend. Is it Jonathan Gannon or Raheem Morris, in your opinion?
Entering this season, I got to tell you, I thought both teams had a chance to compete. I mean, I thought Arizona might be a sleeper candidate. They've been crushed in one-score games. Their defense has not come together. And for me, that's like the biggest indictment of Jonathan Gannon is they've added a lot of resources to both sides. I mean, I think they've done a pretty good job of adding talent, but bringing it all together and making the scheme work has not happened. You know, they haven't gotten enough out of their high picks in recent years defensively. You know, the Kyler Murray situation, maybe there's a built-in hall pass there in terms of, wow, you know, we're ready to part ways with this guy. And he, you know, he had to play with a backup quarterback for basically half the season. You know, Raheem, it's like, even that game Thursday night, I mean, how many mistakes, right? How many penalties, how many, you know, the missed bomb to Sills and, you know, the fumble and everything else. Like, how do they win that game? Is it more luck than anything else? And so it bought them time. You know, it helps. They can string another win together. That certainly helps Raheem's case in terms of staying competitive. But I might lean Gannon on this one.
Eric, do you think that with 8 sacks now and he's leading all rookies in pressures that James Pierce Jr. has done enough to kind of, you know, for everyone nationally and even here to get over the fact that they don't have their first-round pick because of that next year when it could be, and we don't know how the season plays out, but it could still be a top-10 pick?
Yeah. Don't hold it against the young man. He's playing well, right? I mean, let's look at the positive here. I understand that the cost was pretty dear. And, you know, it's not his fault that the team is losing and the pick is increasing in value, right? He's done his job. He and Jalen Walker are an exciting pair. I can't wait to see them grow together and, you know, what the Falcons can do with them going forward. I mean, the 4 defensive picks made sense to me and have sort of proven them right in some ways. So, yeah, I mean, that's the most unfortunate part. You know, it's like the bitter aftertaste of a sweet drink. You know, I mean, like he's for me, it wasn't a slam dunk pick either. That was the question. Was there were some motivation questions coming out of college, right? I mean, yes, the pass rush juice was there on tape, but some people were hesitant on him as a prospect. I think they've been rewarded in that regard. But does it hurt to see that choice go away to someone else, to a contender? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Eric, unfortunately, it's time for us to hand the reins over to Mark Zinfandel. So we got to get out of here, man. But
nice.
Hey, we always appreciate your time, man. You're always a lot of fun. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Don't tell him I said it. All right, guys. See you. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, thanks to Eric Edholm for joining us today. I want to say congratulations to Benjamin from Dacula. Dacula, just seeing if you're paying attention.
I snapped my head around real quick.
You did.
I was like, what are we doing?
Won the tickets for the Atlanta Gladiators game. We're going to have more tomorrow if you want to get your hands on those. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. That's going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
make up your own nickname for Mark Zeno.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.